This is part one of our two-part series on stem cells. Stem cells are the foundation for every organ and tissue in your body. 20 years ago, when stem cell therapy was highly regulated in the United States and other countries, it was well underway at Hadassah Medical Organization's labs. Stem cells have changed the medical equation. Today, we're speaking with Professor Benjamin Rubinoff on this episode of Hadassah On Call.
This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine. In each episode, we go behind the headlines with the Hadassah Medical Organization and look at the work changing what's possible, helping you understand the medical breakthroughs impacting our lives. From neurological malfunction to sexual dysfunction, from striving for peace through medicine to operating room robots. This is Hadassah On Call. Here's Melanie Cole.
My guest today is Professor Benjamin Rubinoff. He's a world-renowned stem cell pioneer and the director of Hadassah Human Embryonic Stem Cell Research Center. Professor Rubinoff, please tell us your story of bringing the first line of stem cells to Israel.
Okay, thank you, Melanie. We are going back about 20 years ago when I was a young physician and I was looking for a fellowship that will have a vision and that can bring medicine a step forward. And I thought to concentrate my work on the derivation of human embryonic stem cells. Human embryonic stem cells or embryonic stem cells are unique in universe. They are derived from the in vitro fertilized embryo at an early stage, few days of its development. And they are unique because they can proliferate indefinitely, so they can serve as unlimited source of human cells, and they can give rise to any cell of the human body. So it was a big dream to derive these cells from human embryos that were created in vitro fertilization treatments of couples suffering from infertility. It was a dream. And this was my dream when I went for this fellowship in Australia. It was a collaborative project of us and the Australian scientists and Singapore scientists. And eventually we succeeded to derive these stem cells from human embryos. It was very exciting. We were pioneers and the second group in the world that succeeded to derive these stem cells from human embryos. And I brought these stem cells to Hadassah upon my return to Hadassah and established here the center that has been focused since then, all these years, on developing the stem cells for transplantation therapy.
Absolutely fascinating. What diseases do you foresee that stem cells potentially have the ability to make a difference with?
So the diseases are mainly diseases where there is malfunctioning of the cells of the patients or death of certain cells. So these diseases include the Parkinson's disease, where specific type of nerve cells are dying, or retinal degeneration diseases or diabetes. In all of these diseases, specific cells in the body are malfunctioning, and the vision is to replace these malfunctioning or dying cells with the same type of cells that will be derived and developed from the embryonic stem cells.
So what are a few of the ways that stem cells are already being used as you were speaking about embryonic stem cells and people hear about stem cells from their own body? Explain a few of the ways that you are able to use them now.
So at the moment, embryonic stem cells are not used in the clinic for therapies. They are not at this stage of development. At the moment, what we call adult stem cells are those that are used in the clinic. An example for adult stem cells that is used are hematopoietic stem cells. Those are the cells that make all the types of blood cells. So these are being used for many years for bone marrow transplantation. And if we mention this, there are actually two main types of stem cells: adult stem cells, which are the stem cells that exist in the body of every person, and these cells mainly renew specific tissues in the body, like the bone marrow, that is renewing the blood system. And that, as I've mentioned, these adult stem cells are being used in the clinic, mainly bone marrow stem cells are being used in the clinic for many years. Embryonic stem cells are still not used for clinical therapies. They are at an early stage of initial use in clinical trials.
So with adult stem cells or tissue-specific stem cells, Professor Rubinoff, are they automatically safe to use for treatments if they come from your own body? What has to happen to them?
Well, they are they may have some issues of safety as well as embryonic stem cells, but they are less problematic, I would say. In some cases, you have to expand these cells before you transplant them. They may change in culture. In some cases, you want to modify them in culture before you transplant them. And again, this modification may be associated with some risks. However, when you are transplanting stem cells from the patient's own body, you don't have problems and issues of immune rejection that we have to overcome with embryonic stem cells. So there are some issues that are not problematic with adult stem cells. However, I must stress that the ability of adult stem cells to regenerate and to replenish malfunctioning cells is limited mainly to the tissue from which they originated. So therefore, bone marrow stem cells are used mainly to repopulate the bone marrow and the blood system. And there are stem cells in other tissues, like the nervous system, the cardiac system, but these are difficult to expand, and it is difficult to obtain functional, mature cells from these types of stem cells for transplantation. While we know that embryonic stem cells are more amenable to maturation towards specific types of cells of the body that will be functional. So the bottom line is that we think that the embryonic stem cells, or we call them pluripotent stem cells, which means stem cells that can give rise to any cell type and tissue of the human body, are probably going to be a better source of mature functional cells that can be used for transplantation, regeneration, and replenishment of malfunctioning or dead cells in the patient's bodies.
That was an excellent explanation, Professor Rubinoff. Isn't it amazing what you do? Thank you so much for being on with us today. This concludes part one of our special two-part series on stem cells with Professor Benjamin Rubinoff. We invite you to listen to part two in order to hear the rest of this fascinating interview. This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine, brought to you by Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America. The largest Jewish women's organization in America, Hadassah enhances the health of people worldwide through medical education, care, and research innovations at the Hadassah Medical Organization in Jerusalem, Israel. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit Hadassah.org. And to hear more episodes in this podcast series, including part two of this fascinating interview, please visit Hadassah.org/podcasts. That's Hadassah.org/podcasts. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in.